Student's Book, Revision 4, Lesson 2, Exercise 3. Listen again. Choose the words you hear.
I'd like to introduce Amal Hassan, a successful entrepreneur who started her own business 5 years ago. Amal, can you tell us something about your company?
Sure. I run a business called Sustain Life, which I started with my sister. We connect people with companies that sell sustainable products and holidays.
You haven't always wanted to run your business, have you?
No. I worked in a supermarket when I first left school. I hadn't done very well in my exams, so I took the first job I found.
Did you enjoy it?
It was boring, but I did learn a lot from it. You see, I realized that if I wanted to achieve something in my life, I had to make my own plans. I couldn't expect someone else to help me.
So, what did you do?
Well, I knew that I enjoyed selling, so I got a job in a clothes shop. The manager, who'd worked there for years, taught me all about buying good quality clothes, made without destroying the environment. It was there that I got the idea for my own business.
Was it difficult to start the business?
No, but you need to set clear goals and be prepared to work very hard. Our company is online, so we don't have to pay for a big building, but we needed a brilliant website, which we spent a lot of money on.
Have you had any problems?
I think the hardest thing is to stay focused. When we started, we'd had lots of ideas, but realized that we couldn't do them all. It's important to make sure you can achieve each goal.
Thank you, Amal. After the break, we're going to look more closely at how to write a business plan.